Expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call in for me or my guest, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And I have a call-in guest today. He's been a guest of mine a few times. He's incredible in economics. Sterling Gallagher, how you doing, sir?
Very good.
How's Anchorage treating you?
We got snow.
Is Bronson plowing it for you like I'm doing in Fairbanks, even though we're down a crew?
He is plowing it, and we got dumped with 6 inches yesterday, and they're working through just the streets right now. It's a mess.
Yeah, we're trying to get a full crew for the second shift, the temporary labor. And we got to watch those weather people. They tell you can get 2 inches, and we got 6 to 12, depending where you're at. So I'm going to start this Go Don't Beat Me Fund, against weather broadcasters and what the heck. But anyway, Fairbanks, Sterling was the Commissioner of Revenue under Governor Jay Hammond. And Sterling was the person as the Commissioner of Revenue who created the permanent fund. And we're going to talk about that first, the creation of the permanent fund. Sterling, whose idea was that? How did that come about?
Let's start back at statehood.
Okay.
And statehood, Congress wanted to take this little territory and give it, and it was a constant drag in the federal treasury. And they wanted it to get it off its back, and maybe the advocates thought they could make money with, or create a state that was based on its land, develop into something. Well, that was 1959, and the first few years, we got a fairly standard constitution with a few quirks, but the important thing is we got 33 million acres of land.
33 or 333?
33 million acres.
Okay.
And so we wanted to make some of it. Well, come along 12, 14 years later, Prudhoe Bay comes along, and everyone gets excited about it. And so Prudhoe Bay really got started in about 74, thinking about the construction, and I became commissioner in 74. And one of my opportunities was deal with how do we get the state through the construction? How do we get the state then building on the assets of the land? And that took up the 75 and 76. In 76, Jay Hammond and many other legislators wanted a permanent fund to help capture the earnings of the land and distribute it back to the people, or have the state own it. the first bill was passed in the 75 session was just a general law, and Jay thought that was inadequate and vetoed it and went for a constitutional amendment. In 76, we got, or 76, we got the constitutional amendment approved by the legislature and sent to the people, and the people voted like 65-70% for it.
It's called you're creating the rainy day fund.
Yes, and one of the things I purposely did was not to give the Constitution a purpose of the fund, because, you know, this is 1960 or 75, and it would be arrogant of us in 75 to tell the people of 2024 what we needed. And the people of Alaska in 76 were substantially different than the people are today. The average age in Alaska at that point in time was 24 years of age. What's a 24-year-old have in the way of money and assets? Nothing. Today we're 40-year-olds don't have much more money, but they got a lot of obligations now. And so in that context, you don't want to be writing a total purpose based on a time frame when things are rapidly changing. And so give it some ability to change. We got Prudhoe Bay installed or up and built and the severance tax system and all that. And we got the state on its feet. And then the first investment of the permanent fund was two-year treasury bills, because we had to, you know, keep it safe, and, you know, it was going to get moved around and everything else like that. 2 years later, we put in the administration of the fund. And that isn't in the Constitution. It's just a general law, but it's the permanent fund board. And the purpose of the board is to manage it. And we had two commissioners on there and three outside people who are supposed to have some experience in finance. And, you know, they do. So what we attempted to do it was surround the fund with people with finance experience. And in getting the permanent fund passed, I lost 4 votes. It was basically.
So it was 56-4 when it passed in both houses.
Right.
Okay, in the Senate, in the House. Okay,
in the House and in the Senate, I lost only 4 votes. You know, I went and visited every one of them. They made sure they understand what we were doing and things like that. And I was very careful not to have the AG get involved. I know finance. I went to law school. I made sure that it was a simple fund that the future could be decided by people for what their needs are in the future. So that's how it got started. Today, it's averaged over the time period 9% earnings. That's a good standard.
Yes, that is. It's an exceptional standard.
So the putting finance expertise on the board, I think the first chairman of the board was Elmer Rasmussen, the owner of
NBA,
National Bank of Alaska, which has now got bought out. It's Wells Fargo, but
largest private endowment in the state's history.
Right.
Rasmussen Foundation.
It's got, surrounded by people who know a lot about finance, and that's the way it was designed. It'll keep it to the finance professionals. One of the things early on, I didn't want it invested in the state. I'd been to the Alberta Fund. It was invested in Alberta, and it was doing terrible.
It would seem like you'd have, if you invested in the state at that time, you'd have legislate-directed mandates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I purposely kept it out of the investing in the state. I mean, that's what the rest of the state government, all those monies are for, is to invest in the state. This thing is to endow the state and capture the wealth of the state in a fund that, you know, we can manage for the future. And it's serving that purpose quite well. I mean, today it's at $75 billion. There are new reserves in Alaska, other than what's been announced, that could easily take this fund to, you know, $130 and $140 billion within 15 years. So it's important to...
Well, if it's averaging a 9% rate of return, then it's going to double in its equity value, in 6 years.
Well, no. If the earnings went back into the fund, we're distributing the earnings.
Okay. I understand that. So, yeah, you're distributing earnings. Okay. But Sterling, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a commercial break. Can you hold on over the sure. over the break? Okay, thank you. Fairbanks, have Sterling Gallagher in the studio with me, and also, on the radio with me, calling in from Anchorage, but I have Melissa Burnett, upper management here at KFAR, Sterling. So you got to make me look good. you got to make me look good, Sterling. That way,
I'm just listening.
Yeah, that's how it always starts. Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, Alaskans. It's your representative, Mary Peltola, with season's greetings and good tidings for all. This year proved that when Alaskans work together, big things get done. In D.C., NOAA is reviewing bycatch for the first time in over 10 years, and Alaska's congressional delegation introduced a bill to ban poached seafood imports from Russian trawlers. Back on land, Alaska's delegation secured the Willow Oil Project and more than $200 million to strengthen our rail belt energy grid, creating Alaskan jobs and lowering costs. And remember, Alaska's congressional offices can also help you and your family directly, whether you need help with Social Security or veterans benefits, getting a passport, or just dealing with a federal agency. For help, contact my office at 907-921-6575 or visit peltola.house.gov. Happy holidays. I'll keep working to bring big things home for Alaska in 2024. This message is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
May your holidays be filled with joy and happiness, and not filled with a full septic tank. This message from your friends at North Star Honey Wagon, wishing you and your family many happy flushes this holiday season.
It's the holiday season, and that means lots of driving for shopping, festivities, and spending time with friends and family. Usabelli Coal Mine reminds you that patient drivers are safe drivers. The men and women of Usabelli Coal Mine wish you a joyful and safe holiday celebration.
Big Daddy's Caters. Do you have a house full of friends and family? Let us feed them so you can relax and enjoy your time together. Check out the catering menu online at BigDaddy'sBarbecueCatering.com. Come have a catered event at our place, or we can bring all our tasty Southern barbecue to you. You know your guests will crave our delicious comfort food on these cold days ahead. Give us a call at 907-452-2501 to reserve your catering date today. Get it now with Big Daddy's Catering.
KFAR Weather. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm in the studio here with Melissa Burnett and Sterling Gallagher, Commissioner of Revenue under the Hammond Administration, creator of the Permanent Fund Corporation and the Permanent Fund Dividend. How are you doing, Sterling?
Very good.
So whose idea was it for that first $1,000 check that we all got? How do we get to that one? That was before the Permanent Fund Dividend. We just all got $1,000.
This is the fund is a asset of the people that is derived from the land, and the theory is to get the resources of the land back to the people of Alaska, not necessarily the bureaucracy. When the permanent fund throws off income, like I said, but it doesn't have a purpose just to make dividends or just to feed the bureaucracy. And
as you said, it has no purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we want to get money to the people, and from a economic viewpoint, believe it or not, the people of Alaska have the least money of any state in the union. Yes, we have state money in the permanent fund and all these other places, but the people itself. I used to run the Federal Reserve up here, and before I became commissioner, and we have a huge seasonal influx of money. The money supply goes up by 30% in May, and it goes away in September.
Construction and fishing season.
Construction and fishing season. And the rest of the season, there's very, very little savings and things like that. It's all the biggest accounts in the banking system are the municipalities and governments. It's not the people. And so the point of the dividend, and the dividend is scheduled for October 1, is the people get the money just after all this economic activity, and keep up the banking system, putting money into the banking system so it can work on October 1. And so to keep the economy going. And so that's the purpose of the dividend, is to hit the economy right after all the money has left the system. And I actually, it works pretty well. It sticks around for 6 to 8 weeks before it's dissipated.
Before people buy snow machines or fuel for their homes or groceries or pay their delinquent loan.
But that's how it goes back into the community, right? We all fill up our fuel tanks. We all get the groceries.
That's my boss. She's reality check.
Reality check.
Yeah. Well, but that's the purpose, is to give on October 1 the people of Alaska a benefit after their summer work and things like that, and help them get through the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were going to.
So whose idea was it for that first $1,000 check, and then the creation of the permanent fund dividend? How did that come about?
I think it was Jay, but there, when you have success, there's many guys who claim that they're the father. I think it was Jay.
Okay.
Jay Hammond.
Okay.
Governor.
Yeah. I remember that first $1,000 check.
The first one ever.
Yeah. They're like, holy cow. You know? And funnier than heck, my dad took it, and he took he had a copy of it made, and he framed it. And then he sent it to my grandmother. He sent the money to my grandmother. She needed it more than him. And so anyway, okay. Any other thoughts on the dividend itself?
No, it is by far the most, let's talk about the current deficit. The state taxes are the lowest that the ordinary citizens pay, are the lowest in the United States by far and away. To give you an example, and when I bring this subject up, all the legislators, run for cover. But in the gasoline tax is an example. The gasoline tax hasn't been raised in 50 years. As the cost of running, it used to balance out between the gasoline tax pay for, the road maintenance system and things like that. It hasn't been raised in 50 years. Has the cost of maintaining our roads gone up in 50 years?
Yep.
I think the answer is yes. The average, we pay 8 cents. The average state in the union pays like 23 to 24 cents
a gallon. Yeah.
And the wonderful state of Massachusetts pays 48 cents.
Oh, wow.
But, we haven't updated our tax system. And I'll give you a good example.
And that's because, that's because the revenue from the oil fields paid for all.
Yes, and that, to me, is a major mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be paying for some. I'll give you another good example, and I'll get heavy phone calls over this one. The jet fuel tax is 2 cents in this state. When you want to fly into this state, it's 13 cents in the state of Washington, but to leave this state, it's only 2 cents. Does that make any sense?
None whatsoever.
It's those little things that just drive me nuts from, a 50-year perspective and looking at state government. I'll tell you other things that irritate me. The management of the permanent fund, good people, they have degrees in the finance area, but it earned 5.02% last year. It was a rough market for some, but if you had bought the index funds, you would have earned 30%. So what is the permanent fund doing hiring lots of people if I can go buy index funds to yield 30? I mean, it's those sort of things that the administration has to deal with. And we have a deficit. One thing that they could do substantially that's different than the market was 30 years ago is a thing called options. And that sounds like a very complicated area. No, it isn't, in that it's hedging. And the average fund that is invested indexed and then adds options to that earns 5% more. You add 5% to our current 5%, and what do you get? You get 9% or 10%. It's quite easy to change it. They have the legal authority. They need to sit down and adopt and operate like a modern fund that does the hedging of their various investments.
Sterling, we're going to take a commercial break here. We're going to have some news and some commercials, and we'll be back, and then we'll talk about other oil field developments, okay?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
More
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Dr. Harry Lloyd Austin is in Tel Aviv meeting with his Israeli counterpart. Outside of that meeting, protesters demanding more be done to release hostages held by Hamas.
The families of the hostages still held inside Gaza are calling for a deal. They're calling for their release. That was part of what these two men spoke about today in Tel Aviv during very high-level meetings. They also discussed the operation inside Gaza to go after Hamas leadership.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Israel. The Pope appears to be softening the Catholic Church's stance on same-sex relationships. Fox's Lauren Green.
Pope Francis has approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples, saying that people should not be, quote, subject to, quote, exhaustive moral analysis in order to receive the blessing.
Now, Pope Francis says the blessing should not be confused with marriage. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Alaska State Troopers arrested three Utqiagvik women in Anchorage for drugs misconduct after seizing 259 grams of methamphetamine, 48 grams of fentanyl powder, 600 counterfeit fentanyl pills, and 100 bottles of illicit alcohol totaling more than $220,000 in street value. According to a news release from Troopers, Christina Frantz, 28, was arrested Wednesday on charges of second-degree drugs misconduct and fifth-degree drugs misconduct and transporting alcoholic beverages. 37-year-old Salome Nagyak was detained in Anchorage on December 9th due to suspicious traveler behavior. Drug investigators found 48 grams of methamphetamine and 500 counterfeit fentanyl pills. Jessica Hobson, 41, was charged with felony third-degree drugs misconduct, felony fourth-degree drugs misconduct, and misdemeanor transporting alcoholic beverages by common carrier after drug investigators identified a suspicious Utqiagvik-bound passenger Monday at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Just as the three wise men gave Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh when he was born, Gold Buyers of Alaska hope you are gifted love, joy, and health this Christmas season and in the upcoming year. Merry Christmas from Gold Buyers of Alaska. This holiday season, transform your home with festive cheer from Samson's Hardware. Need a hand with your holiday projects? Their expert staff is here to help. Looking for someone hard to shop for? Samson's Hardware is where you'll find it. Make your home merry and bright with Samson's Hardware.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
Drinking and driving will change your whole world. Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, things will never be the same. Getting a sober ride will change your world for the better. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Drinking and driving will change your whole world. Whether you get pulled over or get into a crash, things will never be the same. Getting a sober ride will change your world for the better. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Sterling Gallagher on the radio with me. How you doing, sir?
Fine. How are you?
Now, before we go off on to other fields, let's look at the statute created by the legislature in 1982, I believe, that set a defined dividend amount through a formula. Could you bring us through that formula?
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Well, I know. Well, anyway, go ahead.
I don't have it in front of me, But what it does is inflation, it puts back into the fund in the inflation difference. And that number should be fairly high this year. And then take basically 50% and distribute that as a dividend.
After inflation proofing. Yeah, okay. Now,
and that's all after inflation proofing. We're trying to keep the fund relevant to in size to what it is. But, you know, the point is you got to earn more than 5% in order to do that. And historically, we've earned 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's a good standard.
And this year we earned 5.05.
Yeah, 5.02, whatever.
So it's going to be quite thin to pay out a dividend.
It depends on your priorities. I mean, do we need more staff on the permanent fund? They seem to be
growing.
Growing. And I don't see the purpose. If you want a return. Instead of staff, you can go buy index funds. I mean,
mm-hmm. Isn't that the same old story for everything? Admin just keep growing.
Right. I mean, I don't get the point.
Okay.
And so I'm a little bit of an unbeliever.
Okay. Well, looking at Willow.
Yes.
And some of the other fields. Is there like 5 different fields that are available to come online over the next 10 years?
Well, that's just the minor part of it. We have a pipeline that also it comes within 100 miles of the Canadian North. And it's the only pipeline up north that has access to the world. We could build a 110 mile pipeline off of the extension and open up Western Canada and the Arctic. There's discovered reserves there. They could put 400,000 to 500,000 barrels a day down that line. We are being very myopic in our thinking about Alaska's position in the world. We're halfway to Tokyo compared to Seattle. I mean, so let's concentrate on our position in the world and maximize it.
Okay.
There's lots of things to do.
Such as?
Oh, like building that pipeline to the Canadian side. I mean,
yeah.
Let's figure out what this the Arctic needs, build it, and see if they'll come. I think they will.
Well, you know, that's what I always say about Alaska when it comes to natural resource development. We do it under the most extreme circumstances of weather. We do it better than anyone and safer than anyone and more environmentally clean than anyone. Would you agree?
We have a very good record. And, you know, environmentalists shoot off their mouth, and you'll get me very frothy in a hurry.
I'm with you.
I think we all are, and for the most part, Alaskans are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. What do you see the legislature doing this year of any consequence?
I'm underwhelmed by the legislature in that I'm surprised at their lack of knowledge about Alaska. You know, they get elected and they promise all various things, but they spend a lot of time learning about Alaska, too. It's embarrassing.
You know, go ahead.
We have a new person in Alaska
in from Anchorage. She has been here 3 years. How does she know anything about Alaska? You don't learn it, you know.
True. Hey, you ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Sterling Gallagher, and your name is?
This is Charles, Dave. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Charles. How you doing?
I'd like to suggest a book by Dick Randolph, Freedom for Alaskans. It should be required reading for anybody, especially those trying to be a representative. So, thanks.
Appreciate the phone call, buddy. You take care.
Let's go. Look up that book, Melissa.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. I agree with that book.
Sterling, what do you think?
Well, Dick Randolph was a good man. He was in the legislature for many years. You know, he knows a lot about Alaska and the development of Alaska. So it would be worthwhile reading.
He was always against the unintended consequence of throwing money at stupid capital projects.
Well,
and you can't disagree with that.
You can't disagree with it. I mean, the Anchorage school district is running a huge deficit, but our student body is down 30%. Do we need all this physical space? And of course, we bring that up to the school board, and people turn out, oh, they want their kid to walk to school. Well, we got 30% less students.
And a huge deficit. Might not be able to do that anymore.
Right. No, we should be cutting back on the physical properties. And by the way, those properties don't belong to the school district. They belong to the municipality. So maybe the municipality.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about Melissa. She's on the Fairbanks School Board. Now, Melissa, what are you going to say to Sterling?
I just absolutely adore you. I've told Dave several times, you just hitting that nail on the head so many times today. It's, yes, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District's in the same boat, right? Like, we've got this massive budget. We've got less kids. We're looking at less kids next year. And it's like, okay, what do we got to do here? And, you know, the common sense thing, which is, well, reduce buildings, seems to be the worst thing in the world. And I get it. I hear where parents are coming from, but here we are.
And they just got done implementing a new contract with a significant...
Yeah, 3%.
It was significant raises for the teachers.
So here we are.
And admin, so. It gets interesting, Sterling.
And those raises for the teachers... What, I'm going to get a little radical on you for a second. A lot of teachers automatically, when they finish their career, they leave the state and go and live elsewhere because our medical system knows how to charge.
Yep.
Richly.
Yeah. And so you're taking the economics out of Alaska again.
Yeah, you're going to where it's cheaper. Absolutely. Yeah. Story of our lives here.
We need to rethink something about the medical care system in this state. I'm lucky to live in Alaska because I'm a veteran. And maybe it doesn't... Yes, my charges are ending up in the federal budget, and I don't see it. But nevertheless, I mean, you need to be a veteran to afford the medical system in this state. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sterling, we're going to take a commercial break, okay? And when we come back, we'll do some more thoughtful economic talks, okay?
Okay.
Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you call in, you make me look good in front of my boss. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This is Greg Allison from your friends at Good Cannabis, located in the Northgate Square Mall. We just want to say thank you for all your fabulous support over the years, and we look forward to bringing you the finest products in the interior, truly wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. License 3A1235.
The holidays are a special time here in Fairbanks, and all of us here at Last Frontier Media Active hope you get to celebrate the season with family and friends. Thanks for sharing your days and nights with us and our family of local radio stations. Wishing you happy holidays and a prosperous new year.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you Tuesday, just $6. Get your medium cheese or pepperoni pizza, only $6. Oh yeah, hot from the oven, fresh and fast. We know you're coming, so it's in the oven, fresh and fast. Customer Appreciation Day this Tuesday. One day only, medium cheese or pepperoni, just $6. Carry out only, fresh and fast.
So, you thought your rig was ready for winter, didn't you? Yeah. And then this.
That ain't right.
Better get it over to Pearson Auto. Let their trained certified techs take a look. Could be something simple that keeps your car from running properly in these cold, brutal temperatures. It's what they do. In their clean, state-of-the-art shop in North Pole off the Ridge and on Airport Way across from Pikes. Pearson Auto even provides a loaner car if it's something not so simple. Home of the oil change for under $40. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
It's dark, it's cold, and that snow's gonna start loading up on a couple of those trees hanging over your yard or house. You do know that Eric and his crew at Great Alaska Tree Company work year-round, right? Troublesome trees don't wait for summer, and neither should you. Winter's the worst time for tree damage to power lines, cars, and homes. Specializing in those tricky, hard-to-reach areas, licensed, bonded, and insured, it's Great Alaska Tree Company.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Yeah, we're totally still dropping trees all winter long. Give us a call, 978-4702.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered snow showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 8 above. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 7 below. Cloudy. About an inch of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Sterling Gallagher calling in from Anchorage and Melissa Burnett in the studio here with me.
Make sure you turn on Sterling's mic.
That's why I have upper management.
You were looking the other way. I couldn't be like all flapping my arms.
Here I am hitting all these buttons on this North Korean board. And you're right on my tailpipe.
Yeah.
You know, oh, hit those other two buttons. Yes.
I was just waiting for you to say, hey, how you doing, you know, Sterling?
You notice the first one I hit was yours?
Thank God.
See what I have to put up with, Sterling?
You're so burdened.
So burdened.
Yes. Bring upper management in. Man.
It's your own fault.
You know, and here I thought I did really good sucking up to you at the end of the last session. But no. Oh, boy. So... Okay, you think that basically with the way our legislature is set up, it's set up for a specific region, and a lot of times they get lost in the region and don't look at the overall broader picture of the state.
Well, there is a lot of people who live. The riches of the state come off the land. And, you know, whether it's the fishing industry and our plentiful river runs, I mean, the snowfalls, climate change is going to make the state warmer. But warmer in cold means more snow. We're getting it. Our rivers are going to be filled with water. And one thing that's different in our Constitution between us and every other state of the Union is that the game belongs to the state government. In every other state, it belongs to the landowner. And so our ag industry can't get access
to the resources of the Department of Ag. And so we have a floundering ag industry. I know of an egg farm in Palmer and a lot of barley farms up north, but there is an industry that could easily develop, but we may have to tweak the Constitution and tweak, you know, the Department of Fish and Game and tell them that the game belongs to the landowner. And if we did that, we could have full access to the all the subsidies that flow in 49 other states.
Yeah, let's think if you gave all the land to Doyon, the animals on it, and you think they'd go out and kill a few wolves to make sure he had a rich harvest of moose?
You think?
And they'd give permits to go out and shoot a moose and make some income and have some of their shareholders be guides?
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's those sort of little things that need to be tweaked that could make a great change. I mean, because the state's so large, we got to figure out how to drive the economy out there, not necessarily in Anchorage, because everything eventually will flow through here. And by the way, the Mat-Su borough is rapidly taking everything away from Anchorage because they have it figured out a lot better out there. The cost of utilities are lower, on and on and on.
You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Sterling Gallagher, and your name is?
Hey, good morning. It's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, I think this guy is really cool. What a great show today. However, until we get the control wrestled away from the environmentalists, and you know, it affects all of us. My neighbor that I had years ago out in Sulcha came over and told me she didn't want my four-wheelers or snowmobiles on the trail anymore because she didn't move up here from Seattle to put up with that. And, you know, I've lived up here for 30, 40 years now. You shouldn't have to put up with that is what you shouldn't have to put up with. But that's my own part. Like I said, these environmentalists are running us all right out of it, and they're going to control the pipeline, everything, pretty soon. I'll go back to listening. You guys, what a great show. Thank you very much for putting it on.
You're very welcome, Rick. Thank you for being a longtime listener. You take care, and we're going to get another phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name's Bill.
Hello, Bill.
I'd like to correct your guest in asserted that the wildlife is owned by the landowners in the lower 48, and that's incorrect.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you own property, you're subject to state fish and game regulations. The state regulates the wildlife. It's not the if you own private property in lower 48, it doesn't mean that you can shoot whatever set foot on your property.
Okay.
I'll hang up.
Appreciate it. I got something for Rick here. This is my mantra for Rick's neighbor. Welcome to Alaska. You came here from there because you didn't like there, and now you want to change here to be like there. We're not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here the way it is. And most of us actually came here because it is not like there, wherever there was. You are welcome here, but please stop trying to make here like there. If you want here to be like there, you should not have left there to come here. And you are invited back to leave here and go back there at your earliest convenience. Rick, that's for you.
You know, I tell people all the time, so my son travels for hockey, right? And we go all over. We go Vegas, we go California, Arizona, Detroit. We're all over the place all the time. I go there And I thank God I live here.
Yeah, Sterling, how do you like living here?
I came here, I got here 2 days before the big earthquake, saw urban renewal, and came back when I finished undergraduate and graduate school, and the United States Air Force.
There you go. Well, Sterling, greatly appreciate your being able to call in today. Really appreciate it, my friend. Any other closing comments or thoughts you have before we say goodbye to you?
Well, the permanent fund belongs to the people, and don't forget it. It's your decisions out there that influence how it should be, give the earnings of the land back to the people.
Appreciate it, buddy. You have a great day. Again, thank you very much. Yep. So, boss.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. I like him. Sterling, that very, very knowledgeable. You know, if anybody doesn't know about the dividend or how it came to be or how what it is or what it's supposed to be for, you know, they should reach out to him. They should do some research into it, and, you know, maybe it'll make things more understandable with the way they are right now.
Yeah, you know, it's the way the dividend is. You start out with the process that the way they're doing it now. The governor presents his budget. He presented it on the 14th.
Yeah. The legislation, with a really decent dividend.
Yep. What he's called the full.
Yep.
Statutory, which is from 1982.
Yep.
That formula, and then after that, the legislature looks at it, and the legislature crafts
what they want.
Well, the income, what the budget will be.
Yep.
And, you know, I do that as a mayor. I craft what I believe the budget is, and I give it to the city council, and they can adjust it 100%.
I will say, and I know this will be an unpopular opinion, but I am very disappointed that there was nothing for education. I get that that's not a popular subject, but where we are, where we have been, there should have been something. So we'll see what the ledge does.
I
know.
Come on.
I know.
Just stop.
No,
stop.
I can't.
Just stop. Because they're posturing.
They are posturing, and it's election season.
Yeah, and here the governor says, you know, hey, look, you didn't give me my dividend that I want.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give you yours.
So I vetoed your school.
Yep.
And here's my school. Here's my dividend again.
Yep.
You better give me some more dividend, and I might not veto your school.
You know, it's an election year. I think we're going to get a decent dividend. So I don't think, I think they would be dumb to cut that down.
Every election year.
Every election year, we get a decent dividend.
Funnier heck. Oh, yeah.
My fuel tank will be happy this coming next October.
Yeah. It's going to be half a dividend.
Right.
And no educational funds will be cut.
Nope, absolutely.
You know, are we predicting it right now?
That's what we're doing. So we'll see what happens, you know, come what, May, June. See what happens then. So that's why last year I was super uptight and super intense about it. I'm just letting it be right now because, we got until June. So we got time.
Yeah, I went through my second budget. You know, the first one I was uptight and everything. The second one they gave me $3 million deficit versus a $1.5 million deficit. And no problem. I got this.
Yep.
City Council, no problem.
Yep.
I got this too. It's just once you get used to it, you don't fret over it.
Yeah, we just got to wait and see. So there we go.
Well, hey, good show today there.
Thanks for having me on so I can listen. That was awesome.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that. And Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed some of our history.
Yeah. And if I don't see y'all or talk to y'all before, Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year. Anything about Hanukkah you want to throw in there?
Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. All the things.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.